All right, so this is the second episode of the Laura Cross podcast. I just want to be able to talk about whatever I want to talk about, which is why I named it the Laura Cross podcast. I promise I'm not that narcissistic. but you know, it's like Joe Rogan podcast. Anyway, I love Joe Rogan. Shout out. I'm sure you're not listening.
Going into Joe Rogan kind of feel?
I would. Yeah, absolutely.
Where is your, aren't you supposed to be like, well, not really smoking something, chewing something, drinking
something? Let me get paired.
Where's our prop? And then you gotta like straighten yourself out like Joe Rogan, you know? And I have to go, oh! That makes you laugh.
How do I look?
Perfect.
We'll share this.
You're prettier than Joe Rogan. Put it out there, okay?
Thank you. Throw it right back. So, I'm here with Jasmine Cruz. She is a personal trainer, model, mom, and all-around inspiration.
Aw, thank you. So is she.
So, how did you get started into modeling? What are you currently up to, and where do you want to go next?
Okay, so as far as the modeling goes, I met a friend who had a photographer, and so actually we communicated.
Bring it closer just for the audio.
Yeah, we communicated.
I mean, we're getting good sound.
Oh, really?
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. We communicated overseas, so I met the photographer through FaceTime. So the model originally told me, oh, I have an idea. I know a good photographer that fits where you want to be, you know, and I said, oh, okay. But at the time, I was doing a competition, a bodybuilding competition. So
right.
I said, well, I can't go to the States yet. I got to do a competition overseas. So after a while, I did head to the U.S., finally met the photographer, Jimmy. He's an amazing photographer, and he's helped me get some really good photos, videos, get my foot out the door, give me some exposure, as well as educating me on the different poses, how to pose in the right lighting, how to not look like a statue.
Right.
Not look like I'm staring at the carpet for no reason, but more being more loose and graceful is the word. And what I'm working on now is trying to, of course, network and meet also, you know, amazing models like yourself, get on more podcasts, you know, being more exposed to everyone out there, because some people may not know who I am. And being a mom, it can be quite stressful.
But, I'm sure.
But on the good side of it, it's more of it's a fun to do what I do in this industry, because people get the idea like, oh, models, that's all they do is just pose and go to great places, but they don't understand the hard work that's put into waking
right.
up 4 or 5 a.m. You have to maintain, you know, a certain physique. Some may want you to look soft, some may want you to look your definition in your
right.
body. Then you've got to get clear skin, and then this pimple comes up, you got to find makeup, and then have time to do your makeup, learn makeup, just stretch a lot, be flexible, because staying still on the beach in the sun and trying to pose and stay there for a while, it really gets to your muscles. I didn't realize that until I was like, man, this is hard work. Could I really be happy doing this? But I think it's when you surround yourself with people that are just so energetic, enthusiastic, love to do the modeling, and then they set you in the right direction and you start to do location photo shoots or
right.
photo shoots, so it makes it more fun. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay. So what all do you do? Because I know you have a few different careers and jobs that you juggle.
Yes.
Like, so I feel like, so I'm just going to say, so you're mom. So lots of time there, right? Like
yes.
keeping both of those healthy. Then you're modeling. Then on top of that, you're also a trainer. And you dance.
Right.
And so you have like 5 jobs.
Right.
How do you organize it all?
How do I organize it? Well, I would say for me,
yeah,
I'm more of an adventurer.
Got
so
it.
Whatever comes up, I just play by ear. And I think all my life I was so organized. you know, in school, it's always about academics, be on time. This time I said, well, how about I change things a little bit? Maybe if I meet a model and we meet somewhere and whatever, let's just do our thing instead of having a set little path. I feel like too many people are so fixated on making it perfect, where if they just let things, let it flow as smooth as you think it will be, and good things will happen your way. And that's I think when you surround yourself with positive people, like
I feel like that's the competitive person here.
It does help. The key to having uplifting, down to earth people that aren't so, you know, nothing against negative people, but sometimes the negativity can get to you, and you're trying to be
it's draining. It drains you.
So now I feel like it's better and it's more healthier for me to feel like, oh wow, this is exciting.
Right.
And they just know how to tell you to be positive. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be draining. And I feel like if I spend too much time around really negative people, I'll like catch myself like having those like thoughts and like complaining in my head, like in their same like voice almost.
Yeah.
Like if it's a long period of time, right?
Right.
I'm just like, this is so weird. Like, why am I like this?
Yes, yes.
And I have to kind of like reset. But yeah, I think it's like people want to pretend like they don't, like, that they aren't influenced by other people. Everyone is influenced by the people around them. Like, that's why I feel like cops even have that whole, like, guilty by association. It's like, you hang out with these people long enough, like, you're going to make a bad choice, or you're going to end up in a bad situation, or if you hang out with a bunch of negative people, you're going to become more negative. You might not become, you know, a fully negative person, but if you want to become really good at something, I feel like the best thing you can do is, like, surround yourself with people who are better than you, even.
Yes, like, and that's where they, like, you inspire me as well. It makes you motivated. It makes you want to do better for yourself. And people always, like, we had this conversation about criticism, and I think it's called constructive criticism. People may take a negative, but actually it's a positive. They're helping you improve and progress in what your weaknesses are. People are so focused on the strengths, they forget about what your weaknesses are, because when they see you change for the better, it's like, oh wow, where'd you get that from? Well, this model told me to do this, and
I tried
boom,
it was great.
Yeah. So if someone says to me, "Well, you don't put your toes enough," well, before I was like, "Well, you put my toes. What's wrong with them?" But now I do. I'm thinking, wait,
like, this makes my calves like banging.
Yeah.
What the hell? When did I get calves like that?
Yeah. So it's like they're accentuating the positive to make you look better, and I think if we have enough of it, where people started to see that positive encouragement rather than more of a negative kind of feel, then I think it'd be best. But in this modeling industry, there's going to be, you know, catty jealousy in the industry, but I try to, you know, take that out of my head and just focus on you know, the good side of it.
And to be honest, I think it's like great practice, like authentically being happy, for someone to get even a role or a position or a shoot that you wanted. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's good self, I don't know, growth.
Growth, yes.
Yeah, if say you and your friend are up for this shoot, y'all both really want it, your friend lands it. Like, be happy for her, you know, like, actually
them.
Be really happy for her.
Praise them for their accomplishments.
Or even not your friend. Try to be actually happy for this.
Yes. That is true.
Yeah, or like, they did, or whatever. But yeah, there is, it's a tricky thing. I mean, I feel like the classic example of like jealous catty behavior is y'all both like the same boy, right?
Yeah, exactly, yes.
But it's just...
Or it could be a girl. I'm just kidding.
Or girl. But yeah, everybody's better off though if you just like, oh, didn't get that shoot. Like, maybe it's not your niche. Like, I'm never gonna be a curvy girl. Never gonna be a curvy girl. You know what I mean? So my niche is more fitness or whatever. So I'm gonna go into what I'm like naturally suited for and love, and like I like challenges. So I end up in a lot of like predicament, bondage challenges.
And I can't wait to be involved in them.
Yes. But you know what I mean? It's like, you just, there's enough for everybody. You just gotta like be happy, mm-hmm. enjoy yourself, be happy for people when they do well, and then float and gravitate and find where mm-hmm. your niche is. Like maybe, you know, some girl has like banging feet, all right? Mm-hmm. Maybe her niche is gonna be totally just foot fetish.
Yes.
There is so much of that.
I know, I just so got into much. Seeing that. I was shocked, and I said, "Wow, that's a thing? I didn't know that was a thing."
Yeah.
But hey, I have a whole respect for feet now. Don't look at mine, though. Don't look at feet. Just look at the toes.
No, you have high arches. Show off the arch. Show off the arch. Everybody loved them arches. Oh, and the wrinkled soles. The wrinkled soles.
Oh, gosh. You get one... What's it called? Not a high five, a high foot.
High foot. Someone told me for some reason that their theory on it, it was a foot friend, was that the soles are often covered, you know, in the shoes. You rarely get to see people's soles.
Oh,
and so for some reason,
is this a metaphor or something? Is it
getting
too deep, girl?
I don't know. But it was like they were like, yeah, the sexiest part of the foot for them is the soles because it's and they could
hidden.
Yeah, like even at school
the mystery,
or whatever.
The enigma.
Yeah, okay. They could be wandering around looking at people in, you know, their even their sandals, just be like, ooh, I wonder what their soles look like.
You know that soul, yeah.
And I was like, I kinda get that. I kind of get it. Also, I didn't know that I liked having my feet worshipped and sucked until it happened, and I was like, guys, this is great. Why did I not know this was a thing? It's like a foot massage.
Yeah, or sucking a lollipop. Why not?
Or sucking a lollipop. But, yeah. Anyway, so what do you want to do next in your career? What are your big goals?
Okay, my big goals... And I've also want to get into acting, to be honest.
Hell yeah.
I think
good call.
Just meeting Laura here, I think I like being naturally, the whole comedy side of it.
Right?
And people don't see that side of me until they actually meet me. So
yeah.
Doing these photo shoots and doing Laura, it's just like we hit it off, have a good chemistry with comedy. And I honestly want to do acting more like the one in Modern Family. What's her name? Jay. That one. That girl.
Yeah.
I want to be that girl.
That's so, who I want to be.
That's who I want to be, with the whole outfit, stylish, but not too annoying, but annoying enough to be like, yeah, she still can be empowering, awesome.
That's
hilarious.
A-star star
girl.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you got like two different sides. You got like super sexual, mm-hmm. like what you totally are. Like, you absolutely are that.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, let's put the interview back here. I am the one interviewing now.
Yeah, sure.
How was I, Laura?
Well, listen,
it better be 11. I'm just kidding.
Well, I had a bunch of orgasms, and I'm normally a one and done. So, 10.
Yes! I made the cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. I had no clue what to expect. Yeah, you just never know when you're going to meet someone for the first time. You're like, maybe they're going to be mean, or maybe they'll just be completely deadpan. That's, mm-hmm. I feel like I would almost rather work with someone that's a little bit mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, because, like, their acting would be
yeah.
good still.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they could just play the brat the whole time. And, like, I could play around that.
Right.
Like, oh, you're a brat. Okay, great. Like, wedgies.
Wedgie wars all the way.
Wedgie wars forever.
Yes.
I can't wait to wedgie her. Yeah. But yeah, it's been great. So cool. Thank y'all for tuning in. Please follow my friend, my new friend.
Yay.
Who will be back. Jasmine Cruz on Instagram and OnlyFans. Go ahead and give your links. And again, I'll post these.
Oh, okay. It's a... My Instagram is Jasmine, JAZMINE _ official _ 01. And then my OnlyFans is OnlyFans.com/ STARR Angel. So follow me. I appreciate it. And thanks for listening in. And like I said, this is my first time with Laura. And we did amazing content. So
and we worked out and stuff too. And it was
great.
Yeah,
that's right. We work out too.
This girl can rep out pull-ups. Like, she has my respect.
Yeah, and I could bicep curls a sandwich like you don't know.
Yeah, you don't even know. All right. Talk to y'all next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.